What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Another episode of No Filter. I got to the left of me. Introduce yourself to the people.
Man, if you don't know me, you know me now. You heard? Kid, right now in a building, you heard?
Kid, new, new project out.
Yeah, man, Unquestionable.
Tell them about that.
Unquestionable, you know what I'm saying? Just me putting out new music, letting people know, you know, it's a new day, new era. You feel me? 2018, I'm coming, I ain't stopping.
I didn't really see the big rollout, the big press for this project. Any reason why?
Yeah, because I'm doing it now.
Okay.
You see,
hey, he came to me.
Rocking with you.
I ain't mad at time. That. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Coming from, like, when you win these big, give people the difference between, like, being in the machines and the independents. What's the difference?
When you're in the machine, you don't have to actually ask the kind of question you just asked.
Got you.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I didn't see the big rollout. Now, when you got the machine behind you, it's definitely a big rollout. You know, you're going to know stuff is coming before the person even knows it's coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to see a lot of commercials on TV. You're going to see, you know, so many ads up and stuff like that. But when you, you know, actually like grinding and getting from the mud, you know, you got to accept however it come, whatever coming.
So a lot of people probably say, well, why isn't this a big This Is 50 thing? Why ain't you there first? Why are you doing the other outlets first?
Well, you know, like, I want to reach out to other outlets because This Is 50 is always there.
Got you.
You know, like, it's always there. So you got to be able to branch off and do all these other things, you know, to be noticed in all these other markets, for real.
We was having a conversation off the record. Being affiliated with such a big artist like 50 Cent and G-Unit.
Yeah.
You have to move around a certain way?
Well, not really. Like, I never changed the way that I move around.
Okay.
You know, like, I always moved around with me and, you know, probably a couple of my homies, you know what I'm saying? Or just me, Dolo. A lot of niggas will tell you, like, you know, they catch me, Dolo. In everybody hood.
And for the record, where you from?
I'm from New Orleans. Ninth Ward, New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because, you know, y'all got to say the ward.
Ninth Ward. Downtown, you there, Maison, you feel me?
So when you say 9-4 New Orleans, who would they know definitely from there?
Mr. Magic, definitely.
Okay.
You know, rest in peace to him. He was on signed to No Limit.
Got you.
Besides Mr. Magic, man, it wasn't, you know, nobody else really from the 9-4 that actually, you know, broke out and, you know what I'm saying, got a real name out there. Now when it comes to downtown, we got the homie on Young Greatness.
Okay.
You know, he from the 7 Ward, but that's still downtown. That's my area.
You know, you talking, I'm like, what? Like, So the wards are like neighborhoods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, neighborhoods. Like districts, you know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay. So when we hear New Orleans and we hear like where Wayne and them is from, what's that?
They from Uptown.
Uptown.
Yeah, they from Uptown.
So we know our Uptown is Harlem. So it's the same thing? Or?
Nah, it's not like the same thing. Let me see. The best way to break it down is like this, right? Okay, you got Brooklyn, right?
Okay.
Now let's say Brooklyn is downtown.
Got you.
You know, now Bed-Stuy would be like, you know, like a 9 Ward.
Oh,
you know, then you got Crown Heights that'll be like the 7 Ward.
He really naming Brooklyn shit like he know what's going on out here. So he said Crown Heights. Once he say like Fort Greene and Brownsville, he really know what's going on.
Yeah, you know, you got Fort Greene and stuff like that. Fort Greene would be like, you know, 6 Ward.
Gotcha.
You know,
you know,
and that's how it is. But New York's so big, man. It's crazy. One of y'all boroughs is really our whole
city. And he
city.
Named the best borough Brooklyn, so I'm happy for that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm Brooklyn biased.
BK, you know, shout out to Queens. You know
what's
what
up with out there? Do dudes really? Is it really like what the news portrayed to be? Like, is dudes really outside with the chopper?
Yeah, man. Like, and that's an everyday thing. That's an everyday thing, man. The motto out there is, I'd rather get caught with it than caught without it. You know what I mean? That's a fact.
Was it like that?
Yeah, it
pre Katrina.
Yeah, it was like that.
Katrina
forever.
Did Katrina make it worse?
Yeah, Katrina made it worse. You know, Katrina made it worse, man, because, you know, it's a lot of those children that had to go through that water, like, you know, you gotta think about it, man. Like children that was what, like 6-7 years old,
they had
to go through that and all that stuff. And what was that, 10 like 15 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now mentally, those kids turn a grown up, and they traumatized behind that. You know
how tough it must have been for them to go through it in New Orleans, exactly. And then get rerouted to Houston, and then Houston go through it.
Yeah,
some of the people.
That's why, you know, wherever we went, man, we caused hell.
Yeah,
because we showing up, man. Look, when it was time to pack up and go to Katrina, bro, all we bringing is a couple of clothes and a gun. You know what I'm saying? We ain't coming out there with nothing.
I couldn't even imagine. Did the Houston dudes show love to y'all?
They showed love. Okay. I can't front. Well, we did touch down, man. Everybody welcomed us with open arms.
Was you caught up in the Katrina thing?
Yeah, man. Damn. Like, we all was. Like, you know, like me, my mom, my brothers, you know, and like one at a time, real talk, man. We only had one car.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
And you lost it? Or you got out of it?
Yeah, we got out of there, man. Mm. Got, like, just in time. We was stuck in all that damn traffic. You know what I'm saying? You know, we had to leave a whole lot of stuff behind because there was a lot of us riding in the car.
Yeah.
So, you know, we couldn't bring a whole lot of things.
So, if you had like a dog or cat, sorry.
It was old, man. You weren't worrying about saving your dog. Yeah.
Sorry, animal lovers. We ain't, you know, we just keeping it a buck. So did you go back after the fact?
Yeah.
And what did you see, like?
Yeah, man, you know, you got back and you just saw everything ruined.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, everything ruined, you know, your neighborhood and where I'm from in the Ninth Ward, you know, that's, we got hit the worst.
Wow.
Yeah, we got hit the worst, man. Like, when we went back, like, me and my brothers, you know, me and a couple of my brothers and our friends, we went back to our old crib. You know what I mean, man? We had to sleep in there with no power. You know what I'm saying? It still was... You know, kind of, you know, stank in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From water and everything, but you know, we didn't have nothing, man. You know what I mean?
So the next question would be, when you go back, do you try to rebuild or you just off that?
Well, yeah, you know, it's been so many years, man. You know what I mean? Like right now, I say we back like a good 70%.
Wow!
You know
after all this time?
Yeah, after all this time, bro. After all this time, because I think the city and everything was more focused on just rebuilding, like the tourist sections,
to get
stuff like that.
Bourbon Street and all that.
Yeah, yeah. I did a whole documentary about that.
Wow, actually. I think I came across it. I did come across it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Shout out to everybody in NO. You know the funny thing about it, I was in Atlanta, and I was walking through Lenox Mall, and I was walking all around, and everybody came up to me, and I was like, yo, Doggy Diamonds, what's up? And I was asking everybody where they was from, and they was like New Orleans or Louisiana. I was like, oh, shit, y'all know me, and, you know, I was dope to
you
me.
You know what's crazy about Atlanta? A lot of people you meet in Atlanta ain't from Atlanta.
Atlanta, facts. Facts, yeah. Not too many homegrown individuals.
Yeah.
Working on this project, what's the difference between doing your project and working with a group project?
Doing my project, like you could hear the difference. You know what I'm saying? You could hear the difference because when I'm working with a group, it's just more about just rapping. You know what I'm saying? You know,
put your 16 down.
Yeah. You know, but when I'm really like focused on one of my songs, I try to, you know, have content. You know, try to have content, man, and try to get the people more of me, more of myself.
Cause I feel like a little bit like, what is some of the biggest misconceptions about you?
Oh, man, some of the biggest misconceptions about me. You know, when I think about it, man, like, a lot of people, you know, don't really give me mixed screw. Now, a lot of people always thought that I was from New York.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Well, when they hear you talk, they can obviously hear. But you got the New York like the way of dress and everything.
Like the way I rap and stuff like that. A lot of people, you know, that are from up here.
So who did you grow up listening to? Because you definitely don't have that,
man,
southern.
Real talk. Man, I grew up listening to everybody, man. Mm. I grew up listening to Nas, listening to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
Like, shock us with one. Give us a name that we probably be like, what?
Man, Reasonable Doubt, man. Come on, man.
Everybody listen to that. I'm talking about, give us something that you listen to that nobody probably think you listen to.
Like, I shocked everybody when I started listening to G-Dep.
Oh, no, G Dep is retarded. That flow.
That was ill.
For really, get slapped silly. Yeah, that flow was retarded.
I walked down a block with my stomach in knots.
Yeah.
I'm hustling, running from
cops. That was dope. Yeah, that's dope too.
Yeah, man, he was deep. He got deep.
Now when you putting together your project, do you get a little, are you doing independent?
Yeah.
Why isn't it a G-Unit project?
Because I just feel like, you know, I got to get out and make my own mark. Okay. You know what I mean? You know, 50, he got too much going on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He got too much going on, man. You can't expect a person to always, you know, to stop everything he's doing just to focus on you.
Gotcha.
Man, for real.
So, putting it, did you meet any resistance that you normally wouldn't meet doing the indie?
Nah, not really. You know, everybody, you know, everybody is supportive. Everybody, you know, like motivating me and stuff like that. Everybody with it.
Because, you know, sometimes when certain logos ain't on projects, they be like, I only fucked with you because
of
him.
Yeah, man, you know, like people on the gram, you know, you get people on the gram, it's like, oh, man, you ain't with the unit no more, and this and that, and you ain't this and that. And, you know, it's like, well, look here, man. You know, you can't be no side juffer, you know what I'm saying? Like, either you're rocking with me or you're not, you know what I mean?
So is it official that you're not with them anymore? Like what is it?
At the moment, yeah, man.
Okay.
Because you know, like just how I'm moving, you feel me? And you know, like as you can see,
because the unit is a unit.
Yeah.
If you're not with the unit, then it is. Yeah. What brings that about? Like, because for the fans, we always think that y'all groups are close. Everybody call each other every day.
Well, nah, it's not like that. Like, everybody call each other every day. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's mainly, you know, business. You know what I'm saying? You know, for the most part, of course, you know, everybody rock, you know, with each other. You feel me? Like, it'll never be a time to where, you know, if you beefing with my bro, I'm going to just say, oh, man, fuck it, that's on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it still is what it is, you know?
Is it just,
I still
it's just
talk
business?
To everybody, yeah, you know.
Because I was going to ask you, like, if Ross got one of them heaters and he call you, do you go or do you say, nah, I ain't
going to
do that?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to jump on it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? If it makes sense.
Yeah.
if it makes sense, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, the bread right there, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, you got to, you know, you got to respect a business move.
Gotcha. You feel? Got you. How do you feel though, like being an artist and you just really just want to rap?
Yeah, that's all.
And feed
man.
Your family, but then now you have to take on
all
the beef that come with that.
But you know that come with the game. Yeah. You know, whether you in the industry, whether you in the streets, whether no matter what, you know the person you're standing next to, you know you a reflection of him.
You wouldn't do a Ja Rule record though, right?
Huh? Nah.
Yeah. I know, kid. Let's just. I don't want to fuck. I don't want to fuck you around. You know what I'm saying? You know.
I
wish they could dead that shit one day.
Yeah, me
I love
too,
both
man.
Them,
I ain't gonna front. I wish a lot of as far as industry be.
Yeah,
you know what
that
I'm
wasn't
saying?
Industry though.
Huh?
That shit
yeah,
was
yeah,
industry.
Yeah, I know. It was, I know it was in the different. Streets and all
yeah,
that
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't think.
After
you
know, all this time, right?
Yeah,
like, dude,
yeah, like after all this time, man. Cause you know everybody needs to just chill, man. Cause some dough is too much money out here. For real, it's too much out here. For real, you know, you see people like Ross and Jeezy. You know what I'm saying?
Jay-Z and Jim Jones. Yeah, Jay-Z and
you
Jim Jones.
Mean,
my
real.
Man C. Gutta
Jay-Z
and Jim
and a few
Jones.
People.
Jay-Z, Fat Joe, Jay-Z, yeah, Jay-Z a lot of people.
Even look, but at the same time, you got respect for the Fat Joe thing, too.
I never got physical, though, really. You know other niggas got physical, but that Ja Rule and that shit was physical.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, that shit was
some
physical.
Some things, you know what I mean, especially when you got people around you that get hurt behind it and stuff like that and dealing with cases. Of course, you know, it's like, I never fuck with this nigga.
So how come Kid was never like, being where you from, how come you was never like No Limit or Cash Money or nothing like that?
Well, I was rocking with Wayne. I was rocking with Wayne for years. That's what
I started with. You're absolutely right. Was you around the same time that Currency was around?
I branched off right before Currency came.
Okay,
and I mean right before Currency came. Shout out to the homie Currency, man.
But when you say Wayne, that's, to me, I don't want the fans to get it misconstrued, but that's not Cash Money to me. That's
Young Money. Yeah,
yeah, that's Young
exactly.
Money. I was like,
exactly.
You know, Cash Money is the father of it all.
Yeah,
like, how come
yeah,
he wasn't,
man. Well, you know, around that time when it was doing their thing, man, I was just, I didn't really think that I could actually become a rapper as a career.
Was it a point where you was whack? Where you was like.
Well, nah, I never felt like I was whack. Real talk, like I never felt like I was whack. For
that's
real,
the cocky shit
but,
come out. Like,
but on some real nigga shit, like I used to be calling it, like the numbers that used to be on the back of the CDs.
Got you.
Oh, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. I know they got a lot of my raps on there.
Yeah. Oh, you used to rap on the phone?
Yeah, man. I used to call that number. Look, getting the answer machine. Who I'm spitting
Listen,
on there.
My number is for public. If you call my number, I'm banging on you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna delete your shit. I'm not doing that. But yeah. I respect when you feel like you got to do what you got to do to make it, man.
Yeah,
because a lot of people be having too much ego and pride, and you fucked up.
Yeah,
your ribs is touching. Walking down the block with your stomach in knots, you're rap.
I was
gonna say Donald Trump, but fuck him. You know, you're rap for the janitor. You rap for anybody. You know what
for
I'm
real?
Saying?
Just today, man. Like we was, I was on Fulton and dude ran up on
Fulton
me.
And what?
Fulton and all I knew is it was, they had the big pain, the Biggie and stuff.
Oh, that's
they
my hood.
Yeah, you know, I went there because they, you know, dudes like this. That's
did Biggie's you go to Biggie Block?
Yeah,
226 St. James.
Yeah,
okay. Like, that's literally block. My neighborhood.
Yeah, man.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, and this guy came in, he was like, yo, man, I just want to spit something. I was like, man, spit that. You know what I mean? Because I was that person at one time. You know what I mean? For real.
And I respect that.
I knew I used to feel some kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody when the nigga be like, nah, I don't want to hear that shit.
And all that. Yeah, man, for real. You know, it never hurts you to listen, man.
Any producers on this project, because it being that it just dropped, it's probably going to be fresh to some people. Who did you work with on this?
I work with my homie Quake. You know what I mean? Okay. Quake and Beats, man. That's the homie. You know, we done a couple joints together, man. He did the single that I released, the VIP single.
Okay.
Shout out to Quake. I work with the producer Band Play. Dope. Super dope. I work with one of my in-house producers off top. He's always gonna be on every project. Fire on the beats, his name's Fire. TM88 also is on there, and that about sums it up.
So when people go for these big producers, they gotta have it from this and that. Do you look at that different? Like you just want heat?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Cause for me, that's all it's about, man. Talent is talent. You know, like talent is talent, man. Like a lot of the big producers nowadays. You know, they make it so hard to get a beat from them. You know
what's
what
their rates
mean?
Now? Like, they still charging some stupid shit?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because like, I ain't buying that
know.
Shit. So
you
I
know what I'm
know.
Saying? Yeah, like, I wouldn't know. You know, I rock with people that rock with me.
Yeah.
You know
so for the fans out there that's fans of you, fans of G, fans of 50 Cent.
It's good.
What is some of the misconceptions? Because probably people feel like, some people might say, well, you was around 50. You didn't use your opportunity. If I was around him, I would have. What is it really like?
Well, you can't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't say that at all, man. It's a lot of politics in the game.
Okay.
Man, for real. And like for me at that time, like the position I had with 50, it was always I always did my own thing. You know
got
what
you,
I'm saying? I would pay for my own videos, you know what I'm saying? Pay for the I had to do it really still on my own. You know, what 50 did for me was give me a face.
Got you.
You know, he gave me a face. You know, got people to actually see who I was.
Got you.
You know, so, you know, I'm grateful for everything. You know what I'm saying? That dude ever, you know, did even reaching out.
Got
you know
you.
What I mean? Because at the same time, he's 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't need nobody. You feel me? And that was my whole thing. You know, I wanted him to know, like, look, bro, I ain't just around you for no money.
Got
you.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm good on that. You feel me? Just walk me through doors that I can't walk in. You know what I mean?
When you got the call from him to be down or part of the team, where was you at in your life?
Oh, man, I was, yo, bro, real, like, the VR was real, bro. Like, I was into so much shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was into too much stuff, bro. Like, when Five called me, I was in New York, you know what I mean? For real, like, I was in the hood, you know what I'm saying? On God, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit,
and he was in New Orleans at the time.
Oh, wait, that's some shit. They switched.
And what's crazy was, you know, like, I was into so much shit down there, and I was kind of, like, chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, other places.
Places, so I went back, I flew back to the NO, you know what I'm saying, you know, to meet him. And when I met him, like, and it's a true story, like, he'll tell you, you know, he said interview and that. And when I showed up and met him, man, I came with every gun known to man. Like, real talk, we had every gun known to man, you feel me? Because I was into so much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you didn't know what it was.
Within that same week, you know what I mean? I got shot up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, within that same week of meeting him, man. You know, and from that point on, like, we was rocking, you feel me? Because he was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I see it's real. You know what I mean? I see it's real with you and stuff like that. And it was a couple of songs that we did. And, you know, I rapped about a lot of it before it even happened. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, when stuff started happening and stuff, you just like, oh man, come on man, like I gotta, you know, get you from out of there, man, get you on the road, you know what I'm saying? You know, get you really working, you feel me? And, you know, from now, you know, I'm going all around the world.
Craziest shit on tour you saw was what?
Hell yeah. I was on tour with a whole colostomy bag on and everything.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, I had to wear a shit bag for 10 months, you know what I mean?
Wow. What was the craziest shit you saw on tour? Because you was, so, all right, let me set this up. You was straight from the hood on the block. Yeah. You had the Calico, you had the Chopper, you had the 2-5, all that shit. Being in Switzerland, just like that?
Just like that.
What was, because like I know that. You probably went around with Wayne lately, right?
Just like that.
But what was it, did you tour with Wayne?
Yeah, I went on tour with Wayne plenty of times.
But no disrespect to Wayne, this is 50 Cent.
Yeah. Yeah,
so exactly.
it was on a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's a different.
Yeah,
it's
a
different.
Yeah, it was on a whole nother level.
Because you also don't know this, man. Y'all not from the same place.
Yeah, exactly.
So Wayne, you could kind of understand his lingo and how they move because you're from the same town.
Yeah.
But this is somebody from Queens that you don't know. What was the craziest shit you saw on tour?
The craziest stuff I saw, man, we was in Morocco and they didn't have any stoplights or nothing like that. And, you know, for real,
Grand Theft Auto.
Like it was crazy, and like the concert itself, you know, like the security was smaller than me.
Damn.
And it's like everybody, like
short
whole,
as hell too.
The whole crowd, you know what I'm saying, just overpowered the venue. So when we was leaving the venue and we getting in the vans and stuff to leave, man, you got everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's
Michael
like
Jackson
like whole,
shit.
Yeah, the whole concert surrounding the vans, you know, shaking the vans, going crazy. Man, we really went to actually rolling over people, man.
Wow.
Like, really like, oh, oh, Lord, man. Yeah. Oh, shit. Nigga, like, oh, they hit, oh, man. But it was like, man, we got to get out of here before they flip this shit over. And like I said, by it's not having no stoplights, no nothing. It's like, you know, you just constantly roll over people down that 5 blocks straight because they chasing the vehicle.
And they don't mind getting rolled over.
Yeah.
As long as they can see 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, of course. And crazy. And that was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, shit, 50, we love you.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy,
What country had the best food? Cause tall food is fucked up, though.
It really is. Yeah. See, but that's why it's taking me a while.
Cause I want people to know.
That's why
you'll be on tour eating.
It's taking me. Say, bro, like, I say, man, if you scroll down my gram, bro, you'll see who's on tour, and now who's going from place to place. Now, just like, damn, bro, how they fuck up my burger?
Yeah.
Damn, how they did it? Like, you know what I'm saying?
The only reason why I'm asking you that crazy. Because I think the new artists think you go on tour, you in a fucking 5-star hotel, you taking. Uh-huh. G4s, that shit ain't like that.
Nah,
shit be,
like
you be living fucked up on tour. You come out, you could get your weight to be off.
Well, I ain't gonna front. It depends. It depends on, you know, like who you on tour with. You know what I'm saying?
And the headliner and the is gonna be good.
And but think about it, I was with 50. He was always the headliner.
All right, but look, I'm talking about for the up and coming artists that think they getting into the game and they automatically go into.
But man, look, just being up and coming, period.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna know it's a grind.
Yes.
You dig one thing for sure. You're gonna know it's a grind. It's gonna be hella times when you got that one hotel room with you and six of your niggas in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're gonna have to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna have to. You can't fly first class every time. You know what I'm saying? You have to take budget cuts, all that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're gonna know it's a grind because you up and coming, and that is the grind itself. Just being up and coming.
It's called coming. And paying dues.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think because this person got right in. And it's going to be like that for everybody. It's really not like that.
Yeah, it's really not at all. It's really not, man, for real. And it takes a lot of time. And even when you do get there, you got to work 3 times as harder.
The Flex Freestyle. You went crazy on that.
Shout out to Flex.
Was you... We talked off camera. Yeah. That was like, as a young dude, was that your dream?
First time. Yeah, that was my dream, man. Because I grew up and I watched so many people, you know, just going on Flex. You know, so when I had the opportunity, I was just like, yo, man, I'm going on Flex. I'm not about to play with these niggas, man. I'm about to go in. You know what I'm saying? For real, because I know everybody's going to watch it. You know, because, you know, G-Unit is on a platform, and I feel like I'm surrounded by platinum artists. People, they already
made it.
They already set their mark. You know, like, everybody already know what they could do. You know, so me, I'm the new cat. You know what I'm saying? The
young I'm proving.
Yeah, you know, like who is this nigga?
Yeah, but you fuck y'all put him like, down for. I'm yeah, better than him.
Exactly.
So you got to show like, that.
Man, why is he even here? So you know what? All right, now it's time to you know prove my point, show people what I could do. Yeah, man.
So also the Cosmic Cav, you went crazy on that
one
too.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Cosmic Cav, man. Shout out to Philly. Yeah, man. For real, man. You got to, man. Like whenever, you know, you grab opportunity like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you in the forefront, man. You got to shine.
Dream collaboration is with who?
It'll be with Jay-Z. You know,
everybody say that though.
Yeah, because he's the GOAT, man. He's the person that actually made it. He did everything you could do with music.
Facts. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And still
in business too. Like
yeah, exactly. And still into music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
So the new crop of dudes that's coming out and out, do you salute it or do you be like, I don't listen to that shit?
Yeah, you know, a lot of them I listen to. You know what I mean? Like right now, you know, I'm on the dude Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? I like his music, you know. But I feel like now everybody is more into the singing thing.
Got you.
You know, like, you know, people not really, really rapping as much, you know what I'm saying? It's more of, you know, like the singing thing, you know, the singing vibe and shit.
You said Lil Baby.
Yeah, Lil Baby.
I thought you said Lil Bibby. I like Lil Bibby too from Chicago, man. Yeah, yeah. Lil Bibby is dope. Yeah. I like a lot of like G Herbo and all that.
Yeah, yeah,
dope.
I fuck with G Herbo. G Herbo always in the end, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I fuck with G
Herbo. A lot of the dudes is dope.
Cool nigga, man.
But see, you got the Lil Bibbies, the G Herbos, and then you got like a different class of dudes that's. The shit is like, I'm not going to say their gimmicks, but it's more of their look, what they're wearing and all of that. How do you feel about that?
Now that, you know what I mean? Everybody's different, man.
Because listen.
Like I couldn't see me doing a lot of things that they do. You know what I mean? For real, you know, I just didn't, you know, I ain't grow up in that era. You know what I'm saying?
But how do you feel as an artist when you writing? Mm-hmm. And you might have took rhymes and threw the shit away because it was, and then the dude could say, yo, I'm not really a rapper.
Oh, man, when I tell you, man, for real, I addressed that on this track that I did, and I said, man, I hate when a nigga that's rapping say, oh, because I ain't really no rapper.
And you went in the booth?
Well, if you not no rapper, get the fuck out the way. Like, make way, you know what I'm saying? You in my way. You know what I mean? For real, you're there for a nigga that's, you know, really, you know, taking this shit to heart and, you know what I mean? Like, really trying to do this shit.
What's the name of the project? One more time.
Unquestionable.
So, Unquestionable, how many songs?
Seven. This one.
So, it's like an EP type?
Yeah, it's an EP. It's an EP. Yeah, I'm dropping the second part to it soon.
Okay, so for that project, let's go through that project real quick.
Uh-huh.
Seven songs. A song right now that I'm pissed off and I want to fuck somebody up and I need some fight music. What song should I listen to?
Rules.
What number is that?
Number two.
If it's a song on there and I'm got this chick over, I'm trying to finger bang her, suck her titties and all that, what song should I put on?
You could put on, let me go down the list. You could put on Every Reason, man, she'll like it.
Yeah, what number
you
is that?
You know what I mean? Number three.
She'll
like it. You could roll with it.
So the song that I need that I'm feeling fucked up today, I need a pick me up. I'm feeling down. I need some shit to boost my, you know, my mood. What song should I listen to?
Oh, Right on Time, featuring Dolph.
What number is that?
What number is it? I think it's number six.
Six, okay. And then the song where I feel like I just won the championship. I'm on top of the world. I'm Tony Montana.
Number one. The first one, Unquestionable.
Unquestionable.
Mm-hmm.
So where could they get the album at?
Everywhere.
On all streaming platforms?
Yeah, all streaming platforms, from iTunes to Spinrilla, Tidal, you know what I'm saying? If you got to, you know, steal your cousin's phone for their iTunes account, or got to get it from the bootleg man, the African man, you got to get it. Yeah,
get it. So let me ask you something. Is it better for people to download or stream?
For me, I just want you to get the music.
Okay.
You know, like, no matter how you do it, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people don't have access to a lot of those stuff.
Okay. Let's paint the perfect record for Kid Kid right now. Mm. You need a producer. You got to name three people. A producer, a collaboration, and somebody to sing the hook. Living or dead, who you want?
Ooh, that's fire.
Let's do the producer right
now. That is fire, man. Ooh, let me see.
Living or dead, old or young?
All right, the producer. Can I pick like a year? Because a lot of people had their fire years.
This is your show. Give them the time frame and the era.
All right, time frame and era. I will want 1998 Manny Fresh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, man. I need the 1998 Manny
Fresh.
What
song was this? This is Big Thomas?
This is Hot Boy era. This is, you know what I'm saying? You know, you know the Hot Boy era, the BG All On You, Volume 1, Volume 2.
Shout out to the homie Turk. Yeah.
Soldier Rag era.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I would want that Manny Fresh.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Who's on the joint with you rapping?
Let me see.
It could be a group or one person.
I would say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z could do
the 1996 Jay-Z.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And now you need a female.
He was spitting crazy.
Now you need a female or a male to sing the hook. Who you want on?
Sing the hook.
Living dead, young or old.
Oh man. Let me see, man. Man, that's a good one, man. Singing dead, man. Let me see, man. I'll take Alicia Keys, man.
Okay.
You know, she never let me down.
That works.
from day one.
So we got Manny Fresh. No, we got Kid Kid featuring Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, produced by Manny Fresh. That shit sound possible still, though.
It really does.
Where would you go with that? Would you talk the drugs? Really, or would you? Where would you go with that?
I would just talk some big shit.
Okay. Because you said, when you say 96 Jay-Z.
I wouldn't talk. Yeah. You know, I'll talk. Of course, you know, I'll talk my struggle.
You know what I mean?
About, you know, rising to the top. But it wouldn't be mostly involving, oh, I'm going to kill you in every line.
You know
what I'm saying?
The stupidest shit you bought is what?
Oh man, shit. Clothes.
Oh, clothes.
Every day.
Yeah. You buy clothes every day?
Damn near.
Damn.
For real, I bought this shit today. I told my nigga, I bought this shit. I said, look, the difference between, you know, females and males is that, you know, when females go to their stores and shit, they, you know, they gonna take their time, they gonna try this shit on, they gonna this and that. Nah, nigga gonna go in there, oh, I know my size, this is my size right here, give me that. Then when you put the shit on, like me, nigga, I'm looking vacuum sealed in this bitch, like,
And what I don't like is that females could go in the store and buy some fucking $4 leggings.
And a
$4 shirt. And we gotta be dressed in red. That shit ain't right. Yo, I ain't wearing no leggings. I'm just saying.
You know, I'm glad you put that out there. You know what I mean? So all y'all females that become, oh, I need $200 to go get me something to wear. You're a fucking lie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Give her $15.
You could get you some ill jeans for $10, bitch. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could get you an ill coat for damn near $20. So stop playing. Right. You know, so stop playing. For real, man, females' hair costs more than everything they got on.
Actual facts. They hair, they nails, and they feet.
Man, their hair costs more than everything on their body. For real.
Crazy.
For real.
What has the best looking women that you've been?
Oh, man.
What made you say, yo, I'm moving here?
Cali. Why I say Cali? Now, I ain't going to front New York. Y'all got some. Y'all got some ill females too.
Word?
But they superficial.
They are? No. See, I ain't gonna say they superficial out here. They'll just line you.
Yeah.
You get in line. They gonna be like, yo, come over here, meet me over here. You over here, her cousin.
You never say never, you know what I'm saying? But you know, a couple of females that I met out here, you know, they was, you know, real down to earth, you know, real chicks. Cause that's my thing, like, I'll fuck with a real bitch than a bad bitch.
You know why?
Because you
from out of town. Just like,
you know,
if I go to New Orleans, I'll probably be like, damn, and you're going to be like, huh?
That's true.
Chicks
that's
always true. Love out of town,
you know,
niggas. They don't love
so
niggas from the
true.
Town.
That is so true, bro.
New nigga from that's around, so move around the way, they all on them. So I'm like, yo, I've been around here. The fuck going on? You fucking dick riding this nigga, he just moved around here. It's always like that.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's beautiful black women all over the world.
But Cali got some of the most beautiful coolest chicks ever.
Yeah, that's dope.
You know, maybe because they be high all day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For real, but you know, they just be cool and chill. And they got their own money.
The high. Speaking of high, before we close, what do you think about the whole, you being from New Orleans, the lean addiction is crazy right now. Yeah, the pills and all that.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. That shit is crazy.
Dudes is dying.
Yeah, I know. You know why they died, bro, from that, man? You know, and rest in peace, Fredro.
Fredo.
Yeah. Man, my bad, bro. Rest in peace, Fredro. You know what I mean? For real, I rock with the homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Fredro, man. People, they abuse it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was always my thing. Like me, like, you know, I drank lean. I said lean.
But to
I
this don't, day you do?
Yeah, okay. But I don't pour. You're not about to see me pouring a whole four in a 20 ounce. You know what I'm saying?
All right, for people who don't do that shit, what the fuck is a four in a 20?
A 4 ounces.
Okay, four all right, ounces. Yeah, because you like, yo, the four in a 20, I'm like.
Yeah, like I wouldn't pour 4 ounces in a 20 ounce. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like,
so that's some shit you'll put in a 2 liter?
I'll pour me a good one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, 1 ounce in a 20 ounce or whatever.
They got their own lingo for this shit. Like, yo, one.
Because at the end of the day, man, I don't never want to be on no kind of drug that's going to have me like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how could you get anything done? How could you, you know, move? You feel me? Like, I done seen so many niggas passed out off of Zambars and all kind of shit and wake up. Niggas done went all in their pockets.
Yeah,
you know
wrote shit on their head.
Yeah, you feel me? All kind of other shit, you heard me? And then they be pissed off at the same time. Yeah. You set yourself up for that.
So if that's the effects of lean and Zanny bars and all that, when do you do that shit, though? Because I would
Do it on your own, for one. Okay. You don't do that shit in public and all of that extra shit.
Okay.
You do that shit when you know you got some chill, quiet time. You about to kick it in the crib.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't got to really be around everybody. You don't got to be social. You know what I'm saying? When you don't got to be social with everybody. You know, that's when you could really chill. You know what I'm saying? Get high because you're to yourself.
Yeah. Or the best way to do it is don't do it. Because I think some dudes is doing it for some fad shit.
They got a lot of niggas that just want to be down.
Yeah, you and that shit ain't mixing with your body chemistry right. You think you're going to do it how this?
Because I'm a little nigga, bro, so I know, like, I can't do a lot of things.
Yeah, you probably need like a one and shit.
For real, like, even when it comes down to just drinking alcohol, bro. For real, you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
At the three drinks, I'm like this. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Cause you think it'd be some dudes that have lean, liquor, weed, and pills all in the same night.
Nah,
like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I would never do that to myself.
Is that a New Orleans thing, no sipping lean on?
Right now it became a worldwide thing, bro. Like, you know, I know a lot of people that do it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, you know, like a lot of people do it. You can't just say it's a New Orleans thing.
No, I'm talking about
it started in Texas.
You're absolutely right.
It's
bro.
Really a Texas
thing. I think what I wanted to meet, what I really wanted to say is, I was thinking about heroin, dope. Is that a New Orleans thing? Because it's like, is it the same effect?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's all the opiate, right?
Yeah, man, and it's crazy. Like that epidemic right now is taking over.
That's what I was trying to correlate. The opiate epidemic is.
Yeah, that's real.
All over.
That's real.
And there's dudes that'll be like 10 years old that'll shoot a needle in their arm, right?
Oh, man. I never seen that.
In New Orleans. Didn't BG say he was mad young dude?
Yeah. When niggas become like teenagers and shit like that.
You know
what I'm saying? But like, you know, I wasn't raised like that. You
know
what I'm saying? Good thing, like my OGs and stuff that was around me, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we'll sell it, nigga. We ain't no users.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like Moji's always, you know, kept a nigga head right. You feel me?
Got you. All right, so we got Kid in the building. Give him all your social media, everything.
Yeah, man. Follow me on Instagram at KidKidRillionaire. That's KIDDKIDDRLLNR. You know, or just type in Kid and watch the little nigga with the blue check.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's going to be a nigga in the hood. Nigga like this. Like, yo, he don't got no blue check.
You know, the little nigga with the blue check. You feel me? Look at me Instagram. Twitter, too. You know what I mean? Just type in Kid. You hear me? The nigga with the blue check.
You on Snap?
Yeah, I got a Snapchat, too. Same thing, you know, Kid right now. Yeah, man.
And are you on Facebook?
I got a Facebook.
Okay.
But since it's like Instagram kind of took over. So whatever I post on Instagram goes... You know,
yeah, it's the same
my Facebook
shit.
Facebook and that thing, yeah. So yeah, same thing.
So if they want a feature, collab,
just hit me up.
Just hit you up.
You can hit my DM. I'm always answering, bro. No matter what it is, no matter if it's about business or, because, you know, I get a lot of people just, yo, man, you know, I'm up and coming, you know what I'm saying? What kind of advice you got for me?
Nah,
you
know, I do that all day. Do,
you know, I answer that, you know what I'm saying? I answer whatever questions, you know, like, you know, if I see you not a goofy nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
some niggas
know,
be doing too much.
You know, if you actually asking me something that, you know, makes sense and, you know, I'm going to answer you. I'm going
to
reply.
Yeah, and give a nigga a day or two to answer you sometime. Nigga, I ain't sitting on my, nigga be like, yo, I hit you an hour ago. Like, my nigga.
Yeah, oh, man, yeah.
Niggas
man,
don't even answer their girl in an hour
that's
sometime. What the fuck is you?
I'm telling you, man, these niggas becoming more like females, bro.
This shit is terrible.
This shit is getting bad, man, especially with Instagram. But for real, it's like a nigga, man, you could know a nigga 20 years of your life, be with him every day. But if you don't follow him on Instagram, that ain't
feel
he
way,
feel
right?
Like he ain't your partner.
Yeah, like
for real. Like I got partners, bro. I swear, man. Like, you know, I write their birthday pass, right? I hit him up. Nigga, I'm hitting you personally.
Yeah,
nigga,
yeah,
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, my nigga. Ah, nigga be like, for sure. Give me a shout out on the gram. No. Come on. Like, damn. You know, what I just did just don't matter. It just don't matter.
Speaking of Instagram though, in closing, is it wrong though when people that you know don't post your album though? Cause niggas
I feel like yeah, bro. Because at the same time, you know, if you rocking with this person, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all cool. You know what I'm saying? You know you wanna see them get down, Kev, you got 200 followers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You supposed to be supporting your people, especially if you a person that's around them every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or just in a vicinity. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, show some love. You know what I mean? Show your support. You know if you act, you know if it's something you actually got going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, go check my people shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nigga shit that I post, you know what I'm saying, that I don't even know him, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but if I rock with your shit,
you
know what I'm saying, I'm going to post it, you know what I'm saying?
Because like, you know what I hate?
I'm rocking with this.
I hate niggas who call my phone asking me for favors. You don't follow me on the gram. You don't repost my shit. And then when I go through the trending shit, I might click some shit trending, and I see you in the comments, dick riding.
Yo.
I'm like, yo.
Yeah, that's just like, look, that's just like a homie, right? A nigga be like, yo, man, all right, you got a concert coming, bro. I'm getting in there for free. Now, you'll want to come to my shit for free, but you'll go pay $100 to go see another nigga that, you know what I'm
yo,
saying?
Yo, when Jay-Z was at the Barclays, some of them tickets was like a square, $400. Niggas was paying that shit. I'm like, yo, your man got a show at SOB's for
$10.
And you don't even want to get a nigga to $10.
For real. They ain't even going to come because they got to pay $10.
Yeah, like, yo, nah, that's some bum ass shit.
On the real. Man,
that's like a nigga, that. You know.
You going to make a nigga pay to come to this shit?
Yeah.
God,
you know,
damn, bro.
Now you got to support your people, whether people got
man,
a clothing line,
people,
hats,
man.
You know,
support
whatever they
people.
Got, support your people because a win for the team is a win for you, man.
Exactly.
Listen,
a
Will,
lot of people don't understand
listen,
that too, man.
Bill Winnington, Will Perdue, Luke Longley got more championship rings than Charles Barkley, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Mm.
You know why? Because they was on a winning team, and they played a role for a winning team.
Mm.
So it's not always about being a star. It's about being on the winning team.
Exactly.
Y'all got to fucking step y'all game up.
That was
because y'all following these
now,
hoes.
That was a jewel.
That's right what I'm saying.
There.
But
that
look, they be
jewel.
Following these hoes on the gram.
Oh, yeah.
You never even going to smell her breath. Hey, I be seeing niggas in the comments. You know what I do?
Hey,
if I was following you and I catch you dick riding, I just unfollow you.
For real.
Because I could imagine how you be in the niggas' DMs if you on the up high, but you calling me, yo, bro. Oh, don't. Because niggas will bro you to death.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, bro. Oh, I'm bro, but you gonna fucking give this nigga money for an interview. But yo, look out for me. Niggas be
facts.
Saying, yo, get back to the hood.
Facts.
To the hood?
Facts. For real.
Your
man.
Own hood hate you most of the time. Niggas
most
be jealous
time.
As a motherfucker.
Most of the time, for real, man.
Anyway, we could go
forever.
On and on. Real
we could,
dude right here.
Really could,
this
man.
Kid, make sure you follow him on the gram. Pick up that new project. Streaming on what?
Yeah, on every platform it is, man. Just type it in.
The name of it is?
Yep, the link in my bio also.
Okay, what's the name of the project?
Unquestionable.
Unquestionable.
Unquestionable, you heard?
I'm Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. We out of here.
You know?
Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds, No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.